Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Saved it. We saved our second allotment of the rationing for the end. And by the way, TMZ Sports picked it up and went with a big old headline on it. So they've got it. I'm surprised Deadspin doesn't. I said yesterday, the moment we heard it, I looked at you and I said, oh, Deadspin's going to have this.
Oh, yeah, I can't.
They're just going to celebrate it.
McGarry will write 50,000 words on it or something like that. And let it be known, Lawrence Holmes is here for transition, but that was on our time. Your full play and two repeats are still yours. And we just, you know, don't think that that's on ours. And I won't have the bean counters put that on you. That's us.
You guys are just going to turn Matt Nagy into John Fox. That's what you're going to do. That's what your mission is, sir.
It's the supervillain origin story.
I think that
Matt Nagy went out of his way to throw pitches out on both sides of the city. He's there with his kids. He's singing the song. He's trying to be a great ambassador. He throws two excellent first pitches.
A humdinger, man.
And that's the way you're going to treat him?
Didn't the offense at the end of last year make him look more like John Fox?
Oh.
Hippy!
Off the top rope!
Wow. Hippy!
Wow, like Superfly Snuka. Here comes Rick Camp. Boom!
That's all right.
Ouch.
I'm going to make sure y'all see him when we get down to Bourbonnais. Turning him into John Fox.
Look, you sing penis, you get the treatment.
Is that the rule?
It's wood burned into our chart.
I think that's what the score was founded on. Yeah, that's right. That was it.
What have you two clowns been up to today, other than that?
Just a lot of that. A lot of clowning around.
Some pretty serious baseball stuff. A really in-depth conversation with Len Casper. And we got to the end of the story arc of this Mai Tai guy bag.
Yeah, I saw that Sully had broken some news on that front.
Mm-hmm. What a jerk this guy is. Just an idiot.
I mean,
it's the rules. It's a gamer. They know. It's how it works. I got to have my ball.
I'm trying really hard to not overreact because I think that we tend to. Dan, you describe Wrigley Field, and I think it's an excellent description as an amplifier.
It's Len's initial description. They do that. Whatever the emotion is, positive, negative, everything seems bigger and more meaningful in that building.
And so when something happens, especially in the crowd out there, I'm trying really hard to not go in on it. But this felt like a go-in moment. It felt like really? Is that what the rules are?
Yeah,
that there are no rules. Okay, got it.
And you carefully explain that to two 12-year-old kids before the game started?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
That if Kyle Schwarber wins a game with a walk-off,
all the
rules that have been established are completely off, and I will push you out of the way to get a ball.
I don't know if you heard the call earlier, but there was a guy called Dan in St. John who called, and he told this sort of long-winded story about how he accidentally kind of intercepted a toss of a ball from Paul Konerko that was intended for kids, and he caught it because he didn't know there were kids behind him, and he got booed and all of that, but he kept the ball, and he said he put it to good use, his words, because his uncle just died, so he gave it to his aunt, and his aunt put it in his uncle's casket before they buried him. And my thought is, burying it in the ground is the opposite of good use. It's like if you literally tried to find the worst possible definition of use, it's digging a hole in the ground, throwing the ball in there, and covering it up with dirt forever.
I'll give you the reverse of this situation. At a Sox game a few years ago with Herb, the dear boy himself, and my best friend Afia, our friend Alicia, we're there having a good time. you guys have met Afia.
Yeah.
You know she's extremely attractive. She caught the eye of one of the players who wanted to throw her a ball.
The old ball trick.
And
that's the old ball trick, yeah.
And you know, it was closest to Herb, so Herb was going to try and catch it. And all of a sudden, this kid, like, comes out of nowhere and makes the catch on the ball. So Afia's mad because she wanted the ball. Herb didn't catch it, and this kid mocked us, and I thought it was hysterical. He stood there with the ball, held it up at us, laughed at us.
Wow.
It was so great. I was like, this is awesome. Like, this is the way it should be.
Well, it's great because it ends up trolling the player, too, sure, who was trying to get the attention of Afia.
Does the kid then have to ask a parent that's there why a phone number is on the ball?
No. Well, like,
Or is that more a minor league, the old ball trick?
There wasn't a phone number on the ball, from what I could tell.
Because in A-ball, sometimes there's a phone number.
Yeah,
or
and usually,
dong photo.
Usually those roll off the top of the dugout.
That's a dugout roll. You're right.
That's one of those.
Who was the player?
I forgot. Herbie knows. I forgot who it was.
But Sox opposing team?
If it's Sox, I don't want to say because I don't want to get someone in trouble. I will say that we were on the third base side. So we were right above the third base dugout when Herb didn't catch the ball. And this kid couldn't have been cuter. Like he's missing a few teeth, like the adult teeth are getting ready to come in, and he literally held up the ball and just laughed at us. He's like, "Mine." And Herb's like, "Man, I'm gonna hit that kid."
Did anybody there able to tell that you and Herb are different people?
Yeah, that train's never late.
Oh man,
never late.
I laugh to keep from crying. But
my favorite is still it'd be like, "Oh, Lawrence, what are you doing at the game with Jason Whitlock?"
That's just mean.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened though,
right?
Yes,
it's true.
Well, it's not. It's not as bad as when Dan Hampton met Jason for the first time.
Uh huh.
And he thought he was Keyshawn Johnson.
No. No. No.
No way.
No.
Yeah. And he, I want to say he said,
no.
I want to say Hamp was like, "I thought you were still playing in the league." And Goss like, "What are you talking about?"
Just this week, I think our mail lady thought Herb was Lawrence.
That's the joke, Tony. Thanks for listening to the show that you produce.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what we were. Oh, you guys just said that? Oh, my bad.
That's
grab
exactly
another Capri Sun,
we were
Tony.
Talking about
back in the corner
here on this show that we do every day.
I love that Tony's just walking around the station with a Capri Sun in hand now. Like, it's the summer, and it's out, and I'm doing it.
That's not
Kool-Aid
the biggest.
Jammer. Kool-Aid jammer.
Yeah,
my
apologies. Kool-Aid jammer, but that's not the biggest surprise. Tony has a three-section styrofoam thing for his food. I say, well, where'd you get that from?
Oh, clamshell.
Got you.
He goes, "What are you talking about? I brought this from home."
It's mine. I brought it from home.
I said, "I know the food is from home, but where did you get the container?" And he's like, "No, we have these at home." He's got like cafeteria style styrofoam containers for his food. And why didn't you put the container into the microwave?
Well, I had to because I didn't see any other plates, but I try not to because that's how you get the cancers.
Tony,
he is the
gift.
He's not wrong.
Like cancers plural?
That's right.
He is the gift that keeps on giving. And after today, he doesn't have to deal with me for a week. And I know that he's going to enjoy that he doesn't have to deal with me for a week. But he is just a joy. He is an absolute joy for this radio station to have.
I do like the fact that he has the tripartite clamshell styrofoam container at home.
I respect the hell out of that.
Now, there used to be a place right across from the Lathrop Homes at the corner of Clyburn, Diversey, and Damon there. And it was like a Krasny Restaurant Supply. And it's since been torn. It was very valuable,
it's since been torn
down. What happens is every time I would walk through, I wanted to get a pizza pan, and that's the kind of thing. It was literally a Restaurant Supply store, but you want to buy everything because having Restaurant Supply stuff in your house feels like it would be cool. Like whether it's whether you,
but it's not.
I know. But the instinct of like one of those like hot dog stand napkin containers with the napkins on either side. You're like, wait, I can just put this on the table and the kids can use this. You know, you see so many cool things.
6 foot pepper grinder. It's like, yeah, I would use that at the house.
Would you like some more?
You like the pepper?
Black pepper.
You like the pepper?
Say when.
Right. You can walk around with the thing and you can use it to defend your home by wielding it angrily. But there's, I always thought that it would be interesting to have some of these things, and I think, nah, probably not. I'm just wasting my money.
It's
I can't get over microwaving styrofoam is how you get the cancer.
I mean, look, he's not. That is, he's not.
Oh, he's probably
wrong.
Right. He's probably right.
Right. If you tested it, he's probably right. If you, but it, you'd it would have to be every meal.
Yes.
All your life. It'd
have to, the sample would have to be bigger than Tony's lunch that he brought in today. And I mean, it's. And I don't say, like, I don't want to say this as if I'm making fun of Tony, even though that's what we're all doing. But his childlike way of going through life is amazing.
Don't lose your childlike instinct.
I really don't want him to. And I know that this business is at some point going to beat him down.
At some point.
And he is going to lose that. But Tony will walk in here every day with a container full of cereal, just looking for milk, trying to get his cereal on before the show.
Let me tell you a quick true story, if we're being honest here. We were one of the last families to have a microwave oven. We just didn't have one for a long time. It was probably 1982 before we had a microwave oven. Okay,
us way later.
We were late to cable TV. We were late to VCRs.
Same.
Because my parents were Luddites for a long time, and my mom was very much, you know, this is fine, and this is how we have things, and our toaster oven works just fine, and we can warm up macaroni and cheese in this pan on the stove. So eventually we got the microwave, and when we got one, she never wanted us to stand too close to it when food was cooking. And like, what? And she said, yeah, well, you don't know. Like, she didn't trust this devil machinery
with
this radiation that could be doing something. She's like, stand a little bit further away. Because remember, you couldn't sit too close to the TV either.
It'd ruin your eyes.
Right, it would burn your retinas out of your head, right? So, but this was just another thing. It was like this, she was just out of concern for the welfare of her children. She didn't want these growing children standing too close to the microwave.
I mean, they put a lead vest on you when they take the...
Yes! That's the way that, you know...
I get it.
That's the other thing. So I went in for my broken wrist to get a couple of x-rays, and I went, you know, three different times. The first time I'm there, full lead vest, right? The second time, I get like the Captain America shield.
Nice.
And then the third time, it's even smaller. It's like a lead loincloth. And like, just here's this. So how has the radiation gotten less as the x-rays have gone on? Like, what's happening here?
And as you've gotten more specific
on
the body part.
Right.
Like, oh, let's not do that. Dan, to speak to your point, I was talking a little bit about baseball last night, like my love for it. And I think that part of my love for it has to do with there wasn't a lot to do when I was a kid. And you go outside.
Right, we had downtime where we tried to figure out what to do.
And you play baseball. And so I kind of went back into the Wayback Machine a little bit. We were similar, like, from a family standpoint. My father, the academic, like, he, when it comes to stuff like this, it's not very often that he will, like, die on a hill.
Right.
But the hill that he chose to die on, and I think that he was still correct from industry standards, was Betamax over VHS.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah, oh, for sure, yeah.
That the
it was better technology.
He was like, look, this is better. This is the better medium. It is, at some point, the world is going to realize that it's the better medium. He was 100% right, but the world didn't follow him.
Yeah,
on
no,
that
nobody doubts that. And the way I learned that was when I started working in television.
Yes,
and all of
that. All beta.
It was all before it went all digital. Before some places went SVHS, everything was beta format because it was better.
So I remember my poor dad like schlepping from the South Side to go over to Follett's. Because it was like the only place where you could get Betamax stuff. And it's just, you know, the world is
I'm going to get a copy of Empire Strikes Back.
I'm doing it for you, Lawrence.
And I guarantee you, somewhere in my parents' basement or in the garage, that Sony Betamax is out there.
And it was top loading.
Yes.
And it had the remote that was connected to it by a cord.
The old Intellivision.
And you could hear a ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk when you did it. Yep.
And he was completely right. He's Gentlemen, right. Thank you. I appreciate the trip down memory lane. Zach Zaidman is going to join me momentarily. He's actually here on campus, And when there's an opportunity for me and Zach to hang out, I always think that it's a really good thing.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.